This is a quote from Nisargadatta. It was recorded on the 11th of June, 1981, shortly before he died, which I think was in July of 1981. He said, "When you see something and you like it, this liking is love for that object. When anger and frustration arise, that too is part of love. It is quite good and very bad also. All the experiences of suffering are the result of love. Find out what is the requisite for all this play of love and hate. It is that love for beingness, existence, which gives rise to all pain and miseries. You have to face it. You have to face it because you love to be. Prior to any love, that love for being is there. Strange quote. I had to study it for a while. I always think of love as being the healing of all suffering. But he's speaking of love for being itself, love for existence, love for existence being the source of misery, suffering. That it's because of that love for being that we all share, perhaps every being on earth shares that attachment to life itself in this form. It's because of that love that everything begins. Before all of the conditioning that we have all taken on in the course of our history, each of us, before all that happened, before all of the social conditioning and the emotional conditioning and the relationships with parents and the forming and shaping of us that happens in school and education and with siblings and friends, before all that occurred, shortly after birth, there was beingness, uncomplicated, unstained, unadulterated beingness. And he's saying that from that time on is when our troubles began, and we cling to that being desperately. We love it, and that's good and bad both. Very interesting. It is that love for beingness, existence, which gives rise to all pain and miseries. You have to face it. You have to face it. In his teaching, facing it is a very radical practice. He says you must return to that time when you were first aware of being. You must return to your sense of beingness, your fundamental ground of beingness, in order to discover your true nature. Because everything that has happened since that time, since that awakening into being somebody here, has been an added problem, something that has obscured the sense of being, the sense of existence itself. In other words, he's saying that in the course of our lifetime, encountering experiences, taking on conditioned habits, being formed and shaped by both our heritage, our birthright, our genetic disposition, and the social. He said, that taking on of personhood really has been the story of our suffering from the very beginning, and that the sense of being that we love and really cling to, we must return to that and experience the beingness in order to find out our true self, the true self that is not covered over by some ideas of who we are, some imagination or some teachings of any kind, that we must return to the basics being being, beingness. And that return, he said over and over again in his teaching, can only happen when you loosen, let go of your identification with being a body. Because that sense of being arose in the moment that you awakened into this world and you were not yet aware of body identity. It's a very pure, a very radical and exquisite teaching that the attachment and the identification with body really prevents the discovery of true self. To really to discover and to know who you are is an experience, not a thought. It's not something that can be done by honing the rational mind or by accumulating concentration or any kind of spiritual teachings, really. That kind of reawakening, rediscovery of original true self is an experience that can come from the intention to do it, the longing to be who you truly are. He says many times that all authentic spiritual practices and religious work is pointed in that direction, actually. It's just that it isn't spoken of very clearly. You have to return to the original you, which means you have to let go of, you have to drop the accumulations of your conditioned self along the way. It's a huge task. Seems really insurmountable and impossible. And yet he said, you have to face it. Now, there is within each of us, coursing through and as this body, mind, a river of experience, a river, a flow of energetic vitality. The great dancer Margaret Graham called it a vital juice, the vital juices of being, Martha Graham. And she said, when talking about that, that it is what motivates all of us. And at the same time, it is not our business to judge it or to compare it one to another. Our business is to remove the blockage, is to allow the flow, that juice, to become a movement of vitality that is experienceable. That's the work. And that to judge ourselves or to go at that work from the point of view of achieving some great result or to come to some kind of altered state is not the point at all. The point is to simply open to it, allow it, and recognize it as being itself. That's what he's talking about. Christ taught the same. You must become as a child again in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. You must become as a child. You must recover that vitality, that unadulterated, uncomplicated, unconditioned aspect of your life, and experience it without obstruction. That is the search for true self for all of us. Not an easy task. What is it that we long for if it isn't the experience of that who you really are-ness? We call it, as he says, we call it love. It's love that originates from the love of being itself, the love of existence itself. And when we begin to feel it, it radiates as love for every existence, everything, unconditionally. Love for self at that level is unconditional love for the entirety of the universe, everyone, everything in it. Isn't that really what our practice is about? It's about becoming focused and quiet enough, undistracted enough, to open to that which is the substratum, the fundamental underlying stuff that gives us a sense of being from the very first moment. There was a moment, perhaps several months after birth, when there was a sudden realization of, oh, something's happening here. I'm here. I am. Something is here. And it's before knowing anything about who you are, before knowing there's a body or a male or female or healthy or unhealthy. It's the simple knowing of I'm here, I'm here-ness, existence, being. That happens for each of us. And Nisargadatta is saying that from that moment on, everything became complicated. History, personal history accumulated. You encountered other kids on the playground who hurt you or helped you, made you feel good or made you feel bad. You had a mother and a father who interacted with you in ways that harmed and helped both. He's saying it's good and it's bad, this whatever happens after the first sense of existence. So rather than becoming all involved in what is good and what is bad and trying to discriminate between the two, focusing on promoting the good and denying the bad, cut through both polarities and return to the isness, the essential juices, the real vibratory presence, the unnamed, uncategorized existence of your being self. Before you were named, before you had any kind of habits, return to that level of knowing yourself. I haven't met any teacher who is more explicit than Nisargadatta was about that, saying clearly that it's clinging to your body image, the sense of the body being with you gets in the way. As long as you're clinging to that, you're not able to experience what generates it, what motivates it, what enlivens the body, which is this sense of energetic being. Everyone who has the experience of original self in that way, and there have been many down through history who have written and talked about it, they all say that the experience is finally of ultimate peace, peace of mind, the experience of pure, unadulterated, unconditioned love, compassion, happiness is what comes with that experience of being. In this practice, as your practice deepens, the experience that I'm speaking of comes upon you without announcement. It comes upon you without fanfare. Suddenly there's just this moment. No words for it. No particular emotion. It isn't a moment of whoopee, this is great, I love this. There isn't any I loving anything. It's the simplicity of being itself. It's love without a person, love without an object, love in its universal form, which is our true self. That's truly who we are. There's a poem that I like very much by Edward Hirsch. He says, strange opening line, I am a piece of chalk, scrawling words on an empty blackboard. I am a banner of smoke that crosses the blue air and doesn't dissolve. A banner of smoke. I don't believe that only sorrow and misery can be written. Happiness, too, can be precise. Doctor, there's a keen throbbing on the left side of my chest where my ribs are wrenched by joy. Wings flutter in my shoulders and blood courses through my body like waves cresting on a choppy sea. Look, the eyes blur with tears and the tears clear. My head is like skylight. My heart is like dawn. He's describing the experience of true self, of being, in that poem. There's a throbbing on the left side of my chest. That's the heart, isn't it? Where my ribs are wrenched by joy. Wings flutter in my shoulders, and blood courses through my body like waves cresting on a choppy sea. That's a poetic description of the sense of being. And it's that love for that being that has brought us here and keeps us here. It's often said in my profession as a physician, that when the last moment comes, most people will want to have a few more moments. Most people will cling to another breath, just another moment of life before the leaving. It's because of our love for existence itself. Neither good nor bad. It's simply what we have to face. We love life. We love being. No matter how much we hurt ourselves, no matter how much damage we do to others, we actually love it and cherish the being itself. It would be good to, as he say, admit that. I love being alive. I'm totally in love with being me, this meanness being here. I absolutely am enthralled by it. Let that energy fill you. Let that energy take the place of worries and concerns and all kinds of resistances. Let that energy, I am in this incredible moment right now, sharing with you a love of being. That, perhaps, is the whole purpose of spiritual practice, coming into contact with that which we love the most, existence itself. Now, in the suttas, it's interesting that the Buddha describes nirvana or authentic awakening from the struggle of being human. He describes it as neither existence nor non-existence. It is beyond the category of being or not being. Something that we can't really imagine in our love for beingness. So what we're left with then in this process of awakening is facing the love for beingness, being with it, allowing it, letting it fill us with ecstasy, rapture, great happiness, great peace. Because nirvana is something we don't know about. It's neither existence nor non-existence. There isn't any way our feeble minds can comprehend that. It's unimaginable, it's beyond thought, beyond category. So in the meantime, in this path of awakening and this discovery of true self, perhaps it would be really a good thing for us to experience being without complication, being without problems, being without personality. That is the promise of the practice for all of us. And that's the reason why in the meditation practice we notice thoughts and let them go, because thought is personality. We notice body sensations and let them go, because body sensations are the root of our identification with the body as self. We are constantly in this practice letting go of what we cling to, being itself. Letting go of being itself by allowing it to fill us, by opening to it. I hope that has some clarity in it. This is difficult, difficult concepts, difficult notions, that being, our love for being, is the beginning of all the troubles. I understand what he's saying, but the experience of nirvana, I have no idea about at all. So I think I'll just stick with loving what's here, this moment of breath, speaking, movement, beating of the heart, the light in the room, faces, warmth, love, kindness, gratitude, simply the I am-ness that is really here for all of us. Okay, thank you.